There are no easy and simple answers or hard questions. Let's talk about it on Helix.
Hello, this is Mike Kelly. You are now listening to Key Life, where the Bible becomes relevant to your daily life. If you have a Bible, get it. And here is our teacher, Steve Brown.
Thanks, Mike. Hope you had a great weekend. I hope your time of worship was a celebration, as was mine on the Lord's Day. And I hope your pastor's sermon was as good as mine. If you have a Bible, you might want to open it. We're headed for the barn before long on this series on pain and suffering. Frankly, I'm glad. It's not exactly the most up subject in the world, but maybe one of the most necessary. So maybe this week and next week we'll wrap it up, and then we'll get back to our Old Testament survey, which we interrupted just before Columbus came to America. And we'll start back in the Old Testament at Jeremiah. So if you have your Bible, keep it closed if you're in a place where you can have it and can open it, because I'll be referring to the scriptures as we go along, as we talk about these subjects. These are not my ideas. I do, as a matter of fact, have wonderful ideas. Better than yours. But Lord said, first, that wasn't true, and secondly, I had no business doing that on Key Life. I'm supposed to study the Bible and tell you what I found. We're going to do that in a moment, but first, let's go before the throne. Father, we lift this week of broadcast before you, and in fact, our entire week. We give it to you as if you required that we give it to you. Father, we recognize that you're sovereign, and we don't give anything to you. It's already yours. But for our sake, in a volitional act, as your child and as your servant, we come before you with our week. Father, we don't know what's going to happen. It could be bad. It could be good. But whether good or bad, it's yours. And it's right and it's proper. Give us to rejoice and laugh and be thankful in the good stuff. And when the bad stuff comes, Father, give us the grace in the pain to worship and praise you. Father, you know everybody who's listening to this broadcast, you know the loneliness and the sin and the secrets, the pain. We're here. Father, you're our only resource. You're our champion. You're sufficient. We thank you for the gift of your Son who died in our place so we wouldn't have to feel guilty anymore. We're thankful for his promise to get us home before the dark. We praise you and we worship you, and as we study your word this week on Key Life, as always, we pray for the one who teaches and that you would forgive him his sins. We would see Jesus and him only, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, what we're going to do this week is talk about questions, not necessarily the answers to your questions. But we're going to talk about some of the stuff that comes up when you go through hard things in your life, the questions you ask. There are no easy answers and simple answers for hard questions. Sometimes there aren't any answers, and you just got to deal with it. Somebody sent me this, and it was so profound and biblical and spiritual. I felt constrained after much prayer and fasting to share this with you. I don't know who wrote it, but it is very good. It's probably, because it is so profound and spiritual, good that nobody signed their name to it, because that reflects a great humility. So listen up. It's important. If you can start the day without caffeine or pep pills, if you can be cheerful ignoring aches and pains, if you can resist complaining and boring people with your troubles, if you can eat the same food every day, be grateful for it. If you can understand when loved ones are too busy to give you time, if you can overlook when people take things out on you, though no fault of yours, when something goes wrong, if you can take criticism and blame without resentment, if you can face the world without lies and deceit, if you can conquer tension without medical help, if you can relax without booze, if you can sleep without the aid of drugs, if you can do all of these godly things. You're probably the family dog. You know something? Some of you guys are going to be upset with some of the things that I'm going to say this week, because we want everything cut and dried. I mean, when we're going through a tough time, we want to know why. And then the very spiritual of us say, you must not ask why. Simply accept and praise God. Now, I agree with that. I just don't know anybody who can do it. I mean, if I'm hurting, I want everybody to know, and I want to know why from God. Then I want everybody but God to leave me alone. But I want everybody to know that I'm in pain, and I certainly am going to ask God why. Now, he, as he did with Job, may not give me answers, but he knows my frame. He remembers that I'm dust. He knows I'm human. And if I ask him why, he doesn't get angry. And so I want to talk about that issue. When you go through a hard time, there is the resulting emotional perplexity that corresponds directly to our emotional involvement in a bad situation. We not only face the pain, but also the emotions that go through our minds when we think about what is happening and how it could get worse and what we don't want to happen. We experience not only the tragedy of loss when a loved one dies, but also the fear of what will happen in the future without the one we love. We not only do we hurt over a child on drugs, but we worry about that child. We remember what could happen as a result of the drugs. We want to ask God why. The emotional perplexity we feel is sometimes as great or greater than the reality of the pain and the suffering itself. A man was bankrupt. His business, which started so well, had deteriorated. Now, did I tell you this? Now his lawyer said that the only thing left was to try and salvage something from the bankruptcy court. He had defined himself, his worth, everything he was in terms of his business. And with that failure, he didn't know what he could do or if he could go on. The questions came out, will I be able to start over again? What will people say about me now? Can I face my friends? Where do I go from here? That's normal. God understands that. It's okay to be human. One of the most horrible things, and I'm glad I'm not a pastor anymore, whenever Pete comes in, and I love my pastor a lot, when he comes in on Fridays to help answer questions, it's usually for some really hard stuff that he's been going through with the people he loves. And I'm glad I'm not a pastor anymore. But one of the tough things about being a pastor is that I was often called upon to bring bad news to people who, until I arrive on the scene, are doing quite well. I remember going to a junior high school one time to tell a boy I loved a lot that his father, whom I also loved a lot, had just blown his brains out. Man, that's hard. Oh, just thinking about it now, I went. I remember going to the principal, telling him what had happened, and he said, "Steve, I'll tell the teacher you're going down to the class and you get him out." And I took Billy with me. He was very perplexed. He didn't know what in the world his pastor had shown up for. We went down to my car and we sat down, and I said, "Billy, I got to tell you something really, really hard. So I want you to buck up. We're going to talk about it." And I told him what had happened. It's a hard time. It was so hard. I held him as he cried. And then I listened as he asked his questions. And there was a sense during that time, a sense that I was, this is presumptuous. I probably shouldn't say it this way, but a sense in which I was being God to him. You know, I understood his questions, and I couldn't give him all the kinds of answers he didn't understand. I mean, he couldn't understand the complexity that his father had gone through, and it had been complex and painful. The questions that his father had asked, the way his father was so human and sinful, like all of us. I mean, I couldn't go into some kind of existential explanation of the pain of his daddy, so I just loved him. So I just held him. There's emotional perplexity when we go through those kinds of hard things. And that's what we're going to talk about. But today, I think it's really important for me to say to you, and I need to say this to myself, because there are a lot of very religious, godly people who won't allow you to be human. I think of the times when I haven't allowed people that I love to be human because I told them to buck up. They were Christians. They had to give a clear witness in the world. Listen, when it's really hard for you, let somebody else make the witness. When you've lost a loved one, you don't think you can go on, let the preacher make the witness. You tell God that it hurts, and tell your brothers and sisters that it hurts, and ask your questions. Now, tomorrow we're going to talk about intellectual perplexity as well as emotional perplexity and existential perplexity. But today I got a main point, and the main point is, after all, the main point. And the main point is this: you're human. This is a hard place to live. Bad stuff happens, and it's painful. I know that. And if I know, God does too. You think about that. Amen. Hey, listen, you don't have our catalog. I'll send it to you free because it's ugly and doesn't cost us much. A listener one time said, when we were doing all these pictures and stuff and trying to push product, if you guys would spend a little less money on the free pictures and a little bit more money on ministry, God would probably honor it. So now we print it out from the computer. It's all the stuff we have in the warehouse, and if you need just the right gift for the right time, you can give us a call. If you'd like the catalog, I'd love to send it to you. 1-800-KEY-LIFE, 24 hours a day. Or you can write Key Life Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. Or Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org with your regular mailing address. Catalog's free. You can be a part of Key Life Tapes free, or the magazine free, or get the booklet free. But if you could help us financially, oh man, this would be a good time. If you do, you're a champion for so many others, and I promise we'll squeeze every dime. And for any gift of any size you could charge on MasterCard or Visa included in the envelope, I'll send you the cassette as my thank you when you request it, praying properly how to tap into the power of prayer. Hey, I gotta go. Always include the call letters at the station when you write a call. And Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.